Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Having a home also means having neighbors. And just like with our relatives, we don't usually have a lot of choice about who our neighbors are. Eve Abrams tells us how a problem with one neighbor ended up turning into a friendship.
For about 5 years, I lived on a wide four-lane street in downtown New Orleans, just a few miles downriver from the French Quarter. The street is kind of a dividing line between white and black, gentrified and not, what flooded in Katrina and what didn't. I lived in a beautiful, crumbly old shotgun built in the late 1800s. The gingerbread out front was painted green and yellow, and standing underneath it, I could see a group of Latino guys hanging out a few doors down on the porch of an abandoned house, kicking back with music and sometimes barbecuing after a long day working with their hands. There was a dollar store across the street, two corner stores where you could buy a six-pack and a po' boy, a U-Haul, and a tire repair shop. But this story begins in the backyard I shared with my neighbors, where I had a garden and a grapefruit tree. I was out back hanging up my laundry when my neighbor Monique ran out of her house. "Someone just hit your car," she yelled. I had a broken front light, a smashed wheel bed, and a scrape of blue paint. Who would do this and drive away? Up the block, my neighbor Rudy was sitting on his steps. And I asked him, "Did he see anything?" Rudy said, "Yeah, I know who did it. I know the guy. He's a friend of mine." Rudy couldn't remember his name, but he said he was tall and bald and drove a blue truck. Rudy said the guy was Mexican, but he looked white, and that he hung out at the Shell station down the street. Rudy asked me not to say it was him who told me. I promised I wouldn't.
Fernando, can you describe what happened when I drove up at the gas station?
No, I don't want to remember because you're crazy, man. For real, you're crazy. You're crazy, baby. The first time we see you drive your truck, zoom!
Fernando said he thought I was Spanish.
I think it's Hispana.
And that I was pretty.
Oh, está bonita. Me think it quick.
But then he saw my face.
Pero you're looking
and
more.
I started screaming.
Hey! I mean, understand and say, because no remember nothing.
Wait, you don't remember hitting my car?
No.
How can you forget hitting somebody's car?
No, because somebody say, hey, bro.
Fernando says a friend called him and told him he hit my car.
What? No, you stupid, man. Oh, for real, man? No. No, me saying no because no.
How could you not notice? Didn't you hear it?
No, yeah, no, Liz, no. No, it means no, no.
You didn't feel it?
Nothing. Me.
Were you borracho?
You see, yeah, borracho.
Drunk. Fernando was drunk when he hit my car.
Monique, this is Fernando. He's the guy who hit my car.
Hi.
He didn't even know that he hit the car, he said.
Oh, my God, it was so loud I could hear it in my house.
Oh, yeah?
I could hear it.
And we don't understand nothing.
From inside, yeah.
Why you not? Hey! Why you not?
I ran out.
It's all right. It's fine.
You can tell. Fernando and I became friends. We talked about life in Mexico and here in the United States. Fernando even had a good friend of his, a cop, call me and tell me I could trust him. He paid me some money to fix the car, but I didn't want to take too much because I know how hard he worked. Fernando paints houses for a living, and we agreed that to pay off the rest of the money to fix the car, he'd help me paint the house around the corner my husband and I had just bought. When it was all over, I walked down the block to thank Rudy for being such a good neighbor. He said...
He was going to talk to you anyway, you know.
He was?
Yeah. And maybe the day he was kind of scared because he was drinking beer.
He's your friend, right?
Yeah, he's my friend.
So why'd you tell me?
Before I met him, I met you. Like 4 years, we were friendly here, you know.
Tell me who talked to you?
This is Fernando again.
It's not important.
Tell me.
No.
It's important for me.
No. I'm not going to tell you.
Baby, you know...
It's not important. No importante.
What is important are people like Rudy, Monique, and Fernando. I need my car to get around, but I need my neighbors to get by. For Latino USA, I'm Eve Abrams in New Orleans.